The Pisces trading platform facilitates the buying and selling of Pisces shares, providing an exemption from transfer taxes under specific conditions. This article clarifies key scenarios where share transfers qualify for exemption, including both direct, non-intermediated, trades and intermediated transactions through brokers. It also highlights circumstances where such transfers are not exempt. Direct trading on Pisces. Non-intermediated transactions in a Pisces market where buyers and sellers access the platform directly without intermediaries, transfers of shares are exempt from transfer taxes. For example, Person A, an eligible Pisces investor and platform member, places a sell order on Pisces. Person B, also an eligible Pisces investor and member, places a matching buy order. Upon trade execution, the transfer of shares from Person A to Person B is tax-exempt. This exemption also applies when both parties are brokers acting as principals, provided they are eligible investors and Pisces members. Intermediated trades. Broker involvement and exemptions. Intermediaries may operate as agents, principals, or matched principals within Pisces transactions. A common scenario is when investors are not Pisces members themselves but trade through Pisces member brokers. Person A instructs broker A, a Pisces member, to sell shares. Person B instructs broker B, also a Pisces member, to buy shares. Broker A buys shares from Person A and places a sell order on Pisces. Broker B places a matching buy order, subsequently transferring shares to Person B. This results in three sequential transfers, each qualifying for exemption because they are directly linked to trading activity on the Pisces platform. Intermediary chains can be more complex, involving multiple brokers. Provided all transfers are connected to Pisces trading activity, exemptions apply to the entire chain. When are Pisces transfers not exempt? A critical condition for exemption is the transfer's connection to active trading on the Pisces platform. Transfers outside of Pisces trading, even between eligible investors, do not qualify. For example, Person A sells shares directly to Person B off platform. Despite both being eligible Pisces investors and holding Pisces shares, this private transfer is not exempt because it is disconnected from Pisces market activity. Practical implications for tax and compliance. Understanding these distinctions is crucial for investors, brokers, and tax professionals managing Pisces share transactions. Compliance with exemption criteria ensures correct tax treatment and prevents unexpected liabilities. Tax authorities emphasize that exemption applies strictly when transfers are executed as part of Pisces trading activity, underscoring the need for accurate documentation and process adherence. Conclusion: Pisces offers a streamlined mechanism for exempting share transfers from taxation when trades occur directly on its platform or through authorized intermediaries engaged in the trading system. However, transfers outside this environment do not benefit from exemption. Stakeholders should carefully assess transaction flows to ensure full compliance with applicable tax regulations. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.